Well, good afternoon, friends. Thanks for giving us a few moments of your time. Just a few simple thoughts today from the Word of God. Just going to read from Psalm 61, and it's a Psalm of David. David says in Psalm 61, the first two verses, "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart, not if my heart, but David recognizes when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. David doesn't say that presently his heart's overwhelmed, but David knows that if the Lord spares him, there will be times future whenever his heart will be overwhelmed. And he knows that at such times he mightn't be able to think straight, he mightn't be able to pray right, he mightn't be able to gather his thoughts, he mightn't have the resolve or the strength to bring himself to the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ. And so David here prays with foresight, "Lord, when my heart is overwhelmed, whenever those times come, Lord, would you step in and would you lead me and would you draw me and bring me to the rock that is higher than I." Fanny Crosby, the hymn writer, put it into song, and she wrote these words, "O safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul with its sorrows and conflicts would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine would I be, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee." These are difficult days that we're living in. It just seems that over the last fortnight or so, or the last week with these wee devotionals, my thoughts have always just been drawn to those who are going through difficult and hard times. And tragically, we have heard about some bereavements just this very day, and that you're watching this a couple of days in advance. But just today, I heard about some poor families that have been plunged deep, deep into the valley, and our hearts go out to them in the midst of trial, in the midst of bereavement, in the midst of tragedy. Our hearts go out to those who have lost loved ones, and it may be today that your heart is absolutely overwhelmed. All sorts of thoughts coming into your mind. Your spirit is broken, your heart's broken, you're not sleeping, you're just really struggling with the trials of life. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. We trust that the Lord will lead you to himself, that rock that is higher, that rock that is unmovable, the rock of ages, cleft for me. We trust that the Lord will lead you to himself, and that the Lord will give you strength, and that as you cast yourself upon him, that solid rock, Jesus Christ our Lord, that he will bless you, that he will strengthen you, that he will enrich you, that he will help you. Verse 3, "Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, for thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever, who prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." If you're a Christian today, we encourage you just seek to pray for those who are going through difficult times and seek to encourage them. And if you feel that a wee message like this might be something that they could benefit from, send it to them. But let's just pray together. Father, today we do remember those who are in the valley. We pray for those today whose hearts are heavy. We pray, Lord, for those who are, Lord, even brokenhearted. And we cry to thee, Lord, in the Saviour's name, that thou wilt lead them to thyself. We freely acknowledge, Lord, that thou art higher than we are. Thou art the rock that is higher than I. Thy ways are past finding out. Thy thoughts are higher than ours. We are so small, so finite. We acknowledge, Lord, that there are things that happen that we don't understand, that we cannot make sense of. And Lord, in our brokenness, Lord, we cry to thee that you will come and give grace, give strength, give help. Lord, we're not asking, Lord, for answers, but we're asking, Lord, for grace. Give grace, Lord, to those who need it at this time, just to trust in the Lord. We think of Isaiah, who said, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, and obeyeth the voice of his servant, and yet walketh in darkness and has no light, let him trust in the Lord and stay upon his God. So Lord, give grace, give help to those grieving families at this time. Hear and answer prayer. We ask it in the Saviour's name for God's eternal glory. Amen. Friends, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again, hopefully, next time.